Thanks for calling Toyota. This is Jan.
I just adopted a new best friend, and I'm looking for a Toyota so we can make the most out of summer.
With a new RAV4, you can take your pup for a drive up the coast. You can take a Prius to the park, or you can take a Tundra to kayak at a remote lake.
One problem, Jan.
Oh?
My new best friend's a cat.
Your summer starts here, but it all ends June 3rd. Toyota, let's go places. Dealer inventory may vary. See your participating Toyota dealer for details.
Visit your Front Range Toyota stores today. Toyota, let's go places.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Welcome in to the DNVR Avalanche Podcast presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. Use code DNVR when you sign up for a new account to get amazing odds boost every single day. Rudo, AJ, and Evan coming to you after a hockey game where the Avs beat the Dallas Stars so bad they decided they had to sign Jason Robertson, which apparently just happened. So neat. The actual score was only 2-1, and the Avs waited until the last 10 minutes of the game to actually do any of their scoring. With that being said, I wouldn't go so far as to say that this was a game that looked like the teams cared about, but it was a game that was at least worth watching.
Man, that's about as fun as preseason hockey gonna get.
Yep.
That's true.
End the show. There's nothing else to say. Yeah.
Got our clip. Done.
It was at least fun to watch. You saw all of the Avs, honestly, depending on JT Compher's health, more or less saw the starting lineup in tonight's game as far as the Avs are concerned. So not much more than that you can ask for there. I don't know. I'll leave it to you guys on initial standouts.
I think we all kind of have the same guy. It's Ben Meyer, someone we wanted to see something from. And I thought he started a little slow, but really cranked it up as the game went on. And maybe a lot of that had to do with being in his natural position.
Yeah. Got to play center up on the third line. And yeah, I mean,
we talked about it the other day, right?
Sure,
that, yeah. That O'Connor and Cogliano was going to be their real third line, and with the uncertainty surrounding Helm, Myers, Compher, one of those guys could be in the middle of those guys while they try and figure out all the health stuff at the start of the season. Myers got put in there tonight, and I don't know what's going on with JT Compher in terms of how serious any of this is, but I'd probably just have Ben Myers on that line to start the year. That
speed, like that.
And
yeah,
the speed between all three of them looked good, and there was a little bit of playmaking. It was all good. I liked everything that we saw. If Compher ends up there, it's also fine. But this version of the Ben Myers is the one that we've just waited for.
Yep,
and worth the wait. This is the guy that gives you the hope that, oh hey, we've got a. We did get an NHL player out of this guy, not maybe a hopeful, or maybe we'll see how this goes. You know, this is a lot more of what we saw this kid at the end of the last season.
And, you know, it almost makes me wonder, were there conversations behind the scenes where he knew he had a spot locked down, and like every other person with a spot locked down in preseason, maybe those first handful of preseason games, he's going 60%. 70%.
Certainly possible. We've fully expected him to make this roster and only opened the conversation about him maybe not making it when he just played so poorly.
Yep.
But even then, I mean, we've expected him to be part of the roster. Tonight was a good example as to why. It looked good. The work that he did on the game-tying goal was really good. Really effective, and it was really just a continuation of what we saw most of the night from him.
He wanted the puck on his stick tonight. That's what you want to see.
Yep, some confidence there for sure.
Could have easily had 3 points.
Yeah. I could see Comfort on that line, but I don't think he's replacing Myers. I think he's replacing Cogliano, and then they just kind of – which may or may not be a good thing because you kind of see what Myers is at center, but a coach is always going to want that safety valve, somebody who can roll in there. But
you don't think he'd put Comfort over LOC?
I mean, he could because he does love the righty-lefty thing as far as getting a right-handed shot on that fourth line, but I don't know. I think he'd rather play LOC on the third line than Cogliano.
Okay.
I mean, replace one of the two, and it feels a little bit better, right? You like a touch more finishing on that line.
Yeah, I mean, certainly you feel like the actual goal-scoring ability is going to go up if you replace a Cogliano with a Comfort.
Yeah,
and you have an LOC, Myers, and Comfort trio. Like you're like, hey, it's kind of the same basic concept, except two of the guys are right-handed, and you expect that all of those guys have a little bit better finishing ability than Cogliano does at this point in his career. Weird to say for a guy that has a bunch of 20 goal seasons.
Yeah, it's not quite like it was anymore though.
Yeah. I mean, you watch Cogs with the puck, and like I remember, like vividly remember, prime Andrew Cogliano. Like he was one of those guys that I always really enjoyed watching, and it does still kind of weird me out sometimes to watch him, and just like my brain is just like, this guy's just a souped up Gabe Bullock at this point in his career, and like this is a dude who's had such a good career. That it is weird. I feel that way.
Time comes for us all.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's go over the goals before we dig too much into specific players in this game. First one goes to the Dallas Stars pretty early on in the second period. Pretty blatant miscommunication between the D and Alex Newhook on a back check where things just fell apart very, very quickly.
I think I just had that on Newhook, honestly.
I took
a guy that was covered.
So I did too initially, but I went back and watched it, and I'll have it in my review too. Gerard and EJ both take the same guy. So there's just a dude on the wing wide open. Newhook's guy is the guy that ultimately scored. He's got to be the guy watching the trailer there. But there was another dude wide open because Gerard and EJ didn't communicate either. So is what it is. Not a big deal. Outside of that,
Georgiev, and that stuff, let's great. Be real, that stuff is going to happen with both a defense that is going to be in flux for a little while just because they're trying to figure out ideal pairings, and these guys are going to be playing with a lot of different partners for the first few months of the season, but also Alex Newhook finding his way as a center.
Yep.
Like, the spotlight is on. He's going to have to do it. He's going to have to do it defensively at a much higher level than they asked of him last year, and as long as he's in the middle of the ice, he's got to handle that part of it. That's going to be a really big part of his success this year.
I think it's a relatively easy fix, too, because the effort was there to get back. It's just a matter of...
Oh, yeah.
Cover that guy, not this guy.
Just got to clean it up. Trailer.
Yep. Not a big deal. Beyond that, Georgiev, that's the only goal of the game he gave up. Honestly, outside of playing the puck, I thought he looked great. Did not give up many rebounds on that side of things. Just stay in the crease, bud.
He did look a little shaky on the, I think it was the Sagan wraparound attempt right at the buzzer. He looked like he just didn't expect that, and he got over there at the last second. But otherwise, I mean, I'm with you, man. It's funny, we saw Georgiev and Francouz both have really rough performances and then respond with really good outings where you're like, that's why everybody's pretty comfortable with this overall.
I think I really liked what I saw from tonight. At times it looked like he was a little stiff, like, which is what I anticipate seeing for a little while, because he's learning from a new goaltending coach that maybe it's not completely natural to him at the moment. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you can see everything that the Avs were interested in, and it's going to be a work in progress, but you know, you have to trust the goaltending coach, and Avs defense is certainly going to, you know, make it a lot easier for this guy.
Yeah, I mean, look at the shots after the first period, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you could really see they gave up 18 in the first period, and the Avs gave up 15 shots the rest of the way. Like, and it was loose as hell in the first period, where you're just it feels like the Avs should be dominating this period, but Dallas didn't have to work hard at all for any of their chances. They would just skate down and get shots on goal. And then the rest of the game, you're like, this is the Avs, this is the Avalanche defense that we're more or less expecting. They just had to work for it, and it wasn't a lot of quality.
And there's no big surprise, right? Like, the Avs top line to this point had one game played this preseason between the three of them. So,
yeah.
It's not no big surprise, and there's no point in reading into any of the sloppiness from this game. Obviously, things weren't clicking because this was the first game for McKinnon. I think was it the first game for Rantanen? Yeah, I think so.
No, he second played game, the
second.
Did he play? Okay, so him and Lecky both played the other night. So their second game for them. A bunch most of dudes who are getting fired up again.
Most of them had two games.
Most.
Yeah,
but still, none of people playing with different lines, people playing with different people that whole time.
Absolutely, man. But they really did lock it down. This is actually the first game I've looked at fancy stats seriously, and it's not close in the second half of it. Really, beyond the first period, just in terms of quality, the Avs
at
5v5, 10-2 in high danger scoring chances. 18-11 in scoring chances in general, and 22-10 in shots at 5v5.
Pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, of course, you'd love to see your power play score a little bit more, but we also know, like, seriously, anybody complaining about a power play in a preseason needs to chill the fuck out.
Well, I compare tonight's PP1 to the rest of this preseason's PP1, and you're just like, oh, that's pretty good, huh?
But, like, dude, if you watched it, there were multiple really good opportunities. Some things where you're just like, this is a timing thing. It's obvious that they just haven't done this. And, like, it's preseason, man.
It's also a different setup. It's different without Landy there. It is slightly different because he's a better puck handler than the other two that are out there, but I doubt this group is packed as much at all together because Nuke hasn't even been healthy.
Yeah.
It's since we're in the room, feelings on 3D PP?
I have no strong feelings.
That's how I feel about it. That yawns your feeling. Okay.
We all know the second unit gets like 30 seconds. So it's like,
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of an odd setup just because they've got Gerard on the half wall.
Yeah.
And on one hand, the game-winning goal is exactly the kind of play that a guy makes from the half wall where you're like, it makes perfect sense for him to be in that spot. But it's also like he's no threat to shoot that puck.
That in a PP scenario, the other teams just don't respect him at all. Right.
So they're like, oh, you're going to walk in and shoot? We will take that chance. I just think the simple swap of Byram and Gerard, have Byram on low down on that half wall where he's a little bit more of a threat to shoot it. I'm fine with it. Whatever. I'm not going to feel strongly about this. It's just, we don't even know if this is going to carry over. And I don't need to go on a thing about, oh, hey, how many times do we have to talk about what the numbers say? The more defensemen you have on a power play, the worse it is.
Just statistically, yeah.
Just how it goes. But it's PP2. You know, this is not like Nashville slamming their head against the wall for 5 years running a 2D PP1 and just trying to force that thing. No, this is fine. It's more interesting than anything else, I think.
Look, if you're trying to get more meat on your sausage, Hassle Cattle Company.
We just need the clip to be Evan's face. That was so good.
Hassle Cattle Company is back with the NVR. They're going to have the sausages down at the Broncos tailgate tomorrow, so be sure to go check that out. But they have a bunch of amazing meats, ranging from their Wagyu burger down to, you know, I'm pretty sure you can buy like a full rotisserie chicken from them if you really want. So go check them out today. Be sure to get in on it with Hassle. They have ridiculous stuff. Like I said, you got to check it out. They're genuinely some of the best meat I've ever had. So you can get 20% off when you use code DNVR20 with your purchase. Head on over to HassleCattleCompany.com to get your bag of beef. Also brought to you by Breckenridge Brewery, the official beer of DNVR. What better to have some meat with than a beer? You can go to BreckBrew.com for more info and them. Find their local beers with the Breck Beer Locator. And, you know, check out the Hootenanny, their farmhouse down in Littleton. It's amazing. Second period of the DNVR Avalanche podcast presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. $2 from Kevin saying, what a great third period. Moose is loose. I mean, let's get into the two goals. AJ, you mentioned the great work from Ben Myers to set up the first goal. Logan O'Connor gets rewarded on a meme goal.
Pretty much, man.
Those are the weird goals to go in on Khudobin. You're just like, what is he doing?
It's total nonsense.
Yeah, he goes for a poke check and it bounces up and over him. I don't know. Super weird. Not a whole lot to say about that one.
No, it really was great work by Myers, though. Like, one, winning the battle along the boards, and then two, it's just, we talked about the confidence. Don't dump it in. Like, make a play. Mm-hmm. And he held on to it for an extra second. He got around the defender, and he got it to O'Connor.
Yeah, and made a competitive play with it, man. It's a great point.
From there, it was a meme. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, so look, it's the good hard work you want to see out of your bottom six guys, and if crazy stuff happens, great, take it. The other goal, kind of a weird setup to this. Khudobin really probably should have covered that puck, but it stayed loose in front for a handful of seconds and eventually came back out, and then the setup with Taves Girard over to Mikko and the finish.
Why did they take? I don't understand why they took Wedgwood out. I guess I don't know what the point of giving a goalie 20 minutes in a game is when it's, I don't know.
Dude, Pete DeBoer and goalies. It's just a thing, man.
Yeah, I guess it is. But that goal, like, if you watch that thing, Lehkonen is doing exactly what he's going to do all year long and that, and what he did in the second period when he went to the net. Like, he is just going to cause chaos in front of the net. And. I'm going to love watching it.
Thank you for the $2, Ron. Look, this is what preseason does to a man, okay?
It's America.
He just had to get through that, put it behind us, move on. Yeah, but genuinely, it's funny how AJ, you made the perfect tweet about this where you were like, Mikko's the best family member because he's a total mess until they need to win. And then
guy is a total shit show, right? Like, over and over and over. Like, you see him and you're like, oh, hey, how are you, Mikko? How's life? And the answer is either going to be, I won the lottery and I'm doing all this cool shit, or it's going to be, you know, I stubbed my toe walking to my car, and then I fell face first into the windshield, which shattered, and now I'm paralyzed. And, you know, like, it's like only extremes with the guy. But you love him to death because he's always there for you in those big moments. He's always there to help lift you up when you need it most. But getting there sometimes is just an absolute disaster.
The power play shift when I think Makar skated his ass off to keep the puck in, they pass it to Mikko and he just fumbles it. You can hear Nate go, oh!
he fumbles it twice because he drops it off to Mikko on the half wall and it goes right through Miko's legs. And then he picks it up and skates up the zone and then just flings the thing backwards. Like, I have no idea.
And then he just, perfect shot on the goal. you can't just put it in a better spot. And it's just like, all right, well,
just decides to win the game.
90 plus points.
He seriously looks like baby Bambi at the beginning of that movie when he's slipping around on the ice and just doesn't know what he's doing. And then at the end, you're just like, I don't know. I don't get it.
You don't have to get it. It just has to keep working.
I mean, it's just how Mikko rolls. Like, you watch him do all kinds of silly shit over and over and over. And then, like, we've been talking about this for a year. I mean, it was our talking point all of last year. He looked brutal and would finish the night with a goal and two primary assists. And you're just like, okay, fuck me, man.
Yeah.
What? Ever. It's just his existence. He just fails upward better than anybody. It's tremendous.
Moving on from Mikko, AJ, you kind of already mentioned the top end of the Avs lineup looking very, very good. Newhook and E-Rod together. Is E-Rod going to drive me crazy? Is E-Rod Matt Nieto?
Thinking the same thing. He's going to – he does a lot of things that you're like, what? Why'd you do that? Like, he made a sweet play along the boards, and it's just like a spinning blind backhand pass in the middle that leads to a two-on-one. You're like, what?
I tweeted at somebody tonight. I think he's going to end up being one of the most polarizing players for the Avs this year because – He will do things where you're like, yeah, this is cool. He's vibing. Yeah, look at him go. And then, what? What you do? I just don't under... Yeah, where you're just, okay, now we're in this room where it has turned over and now he's back checking. And he does that great. So that's, okay, cool. But he is setting up to be a very polarizing guy. And again, we talked about, how consistently will he finish? You saw it like 4 minutes into the game, something like that. He gets a clean breakaway.
Yeah.
Doesn't do anything with it.
Right into the blocker. Yeah.
Nice. It is a nice save. Like, I don't mean to bag on it and be like, oh.
Either one of him.
He was terrible. It was a good attempt. He just made a nice save.
Neither of him or Newhook really wanted to shoot the puck tonight.
No
one. They're all looking
at the
puck. Nobody. Yeah.
The guy who was looking to shoot was Nuke, and he looked like a guy who hadn't played all preseason.
Kept fanning on the puck. Yeah.
Yeah. He looked awesome other than his hands.
Yeah. Genuinely put himself in great spots consistently. Just wasn't quite connecting. We'll put it that way. But yeah. All night, basically, the Avs, you got the feelings like, oh, they're looking for the perfect play. They're not settling for a decent opportunity. Worked out. So, also, it's the preseason, so who cares? Mm-hmm. But you definitely don't want to see them develop that bad habit. We see it happen often with good teams where it's sometimes they make things harder than it has to be.
Yeah, and I think you hope with Newhook that he gets a little bit more selfish as the year goes on. He's more comfortable in that position, and he understands that maybe E-Rod's going to be a guy that's looking to distribute a little bit more because you don't want too much overpassing on that line.
Both those guys need to sack up, shoot a little bit more. They each had some good opportunities. Just shoot the fucking thing. Especially Newhook, like when you're right there,
net front, like, grade A.
Yeah, I mean you're 4 feet from the goaltender. You got a little open lane there. Whoa, bro. I understand that that's an empty net if you can make that pass because the goaltender is out challenging you. But my goodness, my man, you've scored a lot of goals in your life up to this point. Just shoot it. You got that in the bag.
You would hope so.
Ultimately, like those three were fun. I really liked those three together, and I'm gonna go ahead and just continue to advocate Lekkonen to play wherever Rantanen plays.
The Finns together,
yeah, just to make Mikko happy.
Are they the fun Finns? Is that where we're going with this?
It's Pinky and the Brain.
Sure, man. Ren and Stimpy.
Yep.
Nico's definitely Pinky, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, dude, come on.
All right.
It's weird to think that Arturi Lehkonen's sitting there trying to plot how to take over the world on a daily basis. Seems a little out of character.
Going through the rest of the lineup, we'll get to the bottom line in a second. But looking at the defense, no real complaints. You saw everyone kind of doing the things you'd like to see them do. Devontae's is still a defensive savant. Sam Girard looks much, much better than anything we saw out of him last year, if I'll be honest. Kale McCarr is Kale McCarr. And even the bottom pairing, you saw Manson try to blow a guy up. You saw EJ make a couple sliding plays. So,
Jared Bednar's standouts from tonight. Anybody not see Jesse's tweet just now?
I haven't.
Ben Myers and Anton Bleed.
Ugh. Yeah.
Really? Like, obviously Ben Myers, but...
I mean, at least we knew one of Bleed or Sedlak was going to be the guy.
On his first shift of the night, Bleed just yeets his stick out of his hands with the puck on it in the neutral zone. Like, I don't know. I would love to have 5 minutes with Jared Bednar and just pick his brain about Anton Bleed.
He's a loud player.
What does that mean?
I did see when he rolled in along the wall and Kaut was attacking the puck. Kaut goes in, forces the guy to move it and hits him, and then Bleed just flies at the dude that he moves the puck to, smokes that guy, and they both fall down, and I was like, that's what he means by loud player. He just hit that guy way harder than Kaut did. But Kaut is actually on his feet going back and involved in the defensive aspect of this play. I haven't seen Bleed in 20 seconds.
Yeah.
But it was, I mean, this the Bleed thing I just don't get. But this is gonna be one of those things where he shows up in the regular season and we're like, oh, okay. Like, it's either gonna make total sense, like Nichushkin eventually did, or it's just gonna be a mess. Because I'm old enough to remember Nichushkin not having a very good training camp or preseason either. And it took him like a couple of weeks for him to actually start to look like, hey, there's something happening here, even though he still didn't score for another 2 months.
Then he went from a mess to something happening to ending Duncan Keith's career.
I think if you look at Bleed's fancy stats, like his analytics through the preseason, he's like near the top of the forwards, which I don't think he's the one driving a lot of that, but I think he just does a lot of things that maybe the staff is just like, hey, it's a safe guy on the fourth line. I think he plays with a little bit more energy than Kaut does, and maybe they just like that. I don't know. I don't see it. I see very little puck skill, but they are probably just not looking for that.
Yeah, I mean, you know, chat says he's this season's Knack, and I just don't. I mean, Knack could do some things on offense when he got the puck.
Least, yeah.
Got 11 goals last year. Do any of us? Think that Anton Bleed scores 10?
I will eat the hat that AJ is wearing if Anton Bleed scores 10 goals this year.
This is my only Nord's hat, so...
I think it's
somebody else's hat?
I don't think Anton Bleed has 10 goals in his NHL career to this point. So...
I am going to enjoy making a lot of Bleed tweets this season if he's on the team.
Anton Bleed has 4 goals in 70 NHL games.
Oof. Bro. All right, whatever.
Remember if he's here in January or February, then we'll talk. You don't remember the start of the season. Like, does anyone remember Sample Rantel playing 10 games last year?
Yeah, I do, because it made no sense whatsoever.
Exactly. But by the end of the year, you're like, huh? That was this year? But the start of the season's always just like weird. You're just like, well, That happened.
I mean, it's the only time that they seem willing to let it fly and just try stuff.
Yep.
But unfortunately, like, their try stuff includes, like...
Yeah, that's the fear, is trying stuff is Anton Bleed and not Martin Kaut, not Shane Bowers. Like,
yeah, I mean, like, not any of the guys who have never been and, you know, never been given that kind of opportunity, but... Whatever, I really don't want to go down this road again. Yep. This is literally every single year where we're on here and we're like, which veteran guy is it gonna be? And then we watch everything unfold and we're like, oh, maybe this guy pushes for it. This guy's been terrible though. The guy that's been terrible,
he's gonna make it every time.
That's the guy that you single out.
Well.
Love that guy.
The good news is, if Bleed is going to prove us wrong, I bet you would get great odds on DraftKings Sportsbook to pick him as a goal scorer. So maybe you can make a little bit of money.
Definitely one of those plus 5,000 anytime goal scorer options.
Yep.
Now we're talking all this shit, and he's going to be the first goal of the season. Straight like Jack Johnson. Old
Jack Johnson.
Yeah,
maybe I'm putting money now on Anton Bleed scoring the first goal of the year for the Avs.
Yeah, maybe if both defensemen go ass over ankles on the blue line and he just gets a random breakaway. We'll see.
Sick move, though. At least he finished that shit. You hear me, Evan Rodriguez?
So head on over to DraftKings. Use code DNVR when you sign up for a new account. Right now, when you bet $5 with a new account on any NFL team to win their next game, if you get it right, you get $200 in free bets. So jump on that, take the $200, put it on Bleed scoring a goal, put it on McKinnon scoring a goal, put it on the Avs to repeat if you want. But by the way, did you see Money Puck put Calgary slightly over the Avs on the odds to win the Cup?
The Athletic had the Avs at 3.
It's interesting. Interesting storylines out there, I'm just saying. But go to DraftKings, download their app now. Must be 21 or older, Colorado only. Other terms, restrictions, and conditions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Of course, if you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700. And then when you make a little bit of extra cash and you want to go catch an Avs game, go use the link down in the description of this video. Use Game Time. Get in there. Get some of the best tickets out there. For the best prices, you can get up to 60% off through Game Time. I saw for the Broncos game tomorrow, someone got good Broncos tickets for just $72, which I know sounds expensive, but for the Broncos, that's a really good deal. So you got to go check it out.
Getting in that building for $70 is just fine.
There you go. There's a link down in the description. You click that, you get your tickets through Game Time. It helps us out a little bit too if you use the link. So be sure to jump in on that and download the Game Time app.
You do that, and then eventually we'll get enough link clicks. We'll get a promo code of our own, and it'll be really easy to do.
Yeah, and then we can tell you guys use code DNVR20 or whatever instead of having to go through clicking a link. Anyway, third period of the DNVR Avalanche podcast presented by DraftKings Sportsbook.
Gosh, we were already on the third period.
We are already on the third period. Yeah, we're 33 minutes into this
so
podcast.
Much to talk about.
Yo, shout out to Briggsy's brother tomorrow having surgery. So
there you go.
Send the good vibes. So the community will do that. We will send the good vibes to Briggsy's brother.
No doubt about it.
Donating a kidney. And as a person who only has one kidney, your brother is out there saving lives. Because if I was ever in need, you know, I would need somebody like that to step up. Otherwise, later.
Well, there it is. Back to the hockey game.
I don't know. I mean, do you want to have the Aaron Judge, Shohei Ohtani MVP debate?
Oh, it's Shohei. It's not even a debate.
Really?
Yeah.
Evan, you got feelings?
I do not care.
Man.
I'm not a...
This is one of those, this is why I love Rudo moments, because he's 100% correct. Like, all respect to Judge and the home run chase and what he's done has been awesome. And I know that it extends well beyond him just hitting home runs. But what the hell? Shohei is like, you can't even create this player in MLB The Show.
Right.
Like, you can't even do it.
Shohei hit 34 home runs, was it, and prevented how many on the mound? Like,
well, and he, like, his last like 12 starts, he has like a sub 2 ERA.
Yeah, he's
like
insane.
Right around 2.
He's insane.
And he struck out like 1.5 batters per inning. Here's what the fuck ever, dude. Like, the two-way ability just has never been seen before.
Yep.
Like imagine if this was in football, if this dude was playing cornerback and wide receiver.
Scoring 2 touchdowns a game and having a pick a game.
and yeah, and was a top 5 wide receiver or a top 5 quarterback and a top 10 wide receiver. Like, what the shit, dude? It's crazy what he's doing. And getting overlooked, one, because the Angels are just an embarrassment of a franchise. And everybody gives the Rockies shit, but it's like, the Rockies aren't out here wasting all-time
greats.
They have
the 2 best players in the world on their team.
Seriously. Good Lord, dude.
Anyway.
Evan really does not have
turning it down a notch. Two other things I wanted to talk about from this game. One, Martin Kaut felt like he kind of disappeared at times this game. Did take a nut shot, to be fair.
That was a pretty good metaphor for his Avs career.
That's literally what I tweeted.
Nice. It's vibing tonight.
One of the last games I was on the press box last year, I think it was the game he got hurt in, I sat next to a scout who said, you could watch an entire game and know that Martin Kaut played most of those games. And that's kind of what you saw tonight. Like, he was just there. He existed. And that if you're going to put him in that role, I think especially is what you're – I don't think you're going to get a ton from him. But he was very quiet tonight. And the other thing is his shifts are so short because he just gets exhausted after 20 to 30 seconds. And I don't know. He can go hard for a little while and then he gets off. But I think tonight was, you know, not the best showing.
Tonight was a lot more of the best thing that you have to say about him is that he didn't
do anything bad. Yeah.
He didn't hurt you.
Yep.
And it's just like, it's just not good enough, and man.
Without dipping too far into the conversation, it's the same thing that Anton Bleed's going to give you, right? He didn't do anything to separate himself.
Yeah. And I guess the, I don't know, man. I guess the appeal of Bleed is that he'll hit somebody harder. Cause that's all I've seen out of Anton Bleed all preseason.
I still think
the whole thing
cost you goals with his turnovers, but we'll see when we get there.
It does sound like Comfort's going to be.
Yeah. Ready. Yeah. Yeah, I saw that too. So you're really talking about 2 spots, so it's very likely going to be Myers and Bleed as the 11th and 12th forward for opening night. Beyond that, the one other thing I did want to touch on, we saw Nathan McKinnon with an ice bag in the game tonight. It looks like he was putting it on his wrist or hand. One, are we actually concerned about that? And two, can we stop trying to chop people's hands off in the preseason?
No. These guys are doing whatever they got to do to make the team. But as soon as they showed him on the bench icing, I was like, well, they're going to just take him out. Just say, you don't need this. But he came back angrier than ever.
Yeah.
He just tackled that dude in the corner. She's like, he doesn't know any other way. And then he was on fire the rest
literally
of the
game. Like, he was walking through people at will. Yeah.
So, I mean, that's just who he is at this point. He is who he is, and he's not going to stop. Like, he knows one way to play.
Yeah, he's a petulant ass kicker. He can be a little bit of a baby at times, but he channels that into
being the baddest MF-er on the ice.
Like, a thorough domination of his opposition more often than not.
Yeah. Fair enough. Look, it certainly put to rest any doubts about Nathan McKinnon getting the bag or coming off of a cup win. dude's still a psychopath.
I love all this, like, I don't remember which one of it. It was probably Biz, just because it usually is, but was talking about, oh, how he's weighed down by all the extra money now. And I'm just like, look, I know that I'm this guy far too often, but that contract hasn't started. He's not making that money yet. He doesn't get that big, big check until July 1st of next year. I know details and all, but good God. We're going to get paid to talk about hockey. Can we pretend to know a thing or two?
Can they just not shout over each other for the whole intermission report, at least?
Dude, the Kadri interview was so good, and every other part of it.
It was brutal.
Anyway. Very good. It's just not for me.
Same.
I will not just the target say that.
Market.
It's just not for me. If there are people out there that really enjoy it, cool. Whatever.
At least Don Koharski didn't show up. Talk about goaltender interference.
Dude, if he was there for a preseason game, God.
I'd challenge that. Go away, Don.
I mean, if they want to do that, at least like bring on someone that isn't like the most obvious shill for the referees of all time.
Yeah, I mean, just being who he is, like,
have somebody dress them. He's wearing like oversized suits last year. It's like, what are you doing, man? You're gonna be on national TV.
Look, man, maybe he just likes a baggy fit. All right, some of us out there just like that fit.
Maybe.
Although recently, I have started to purchase clothes that are actually my size, and it is a lot more comfortable. It's weird.
Speaking of. DNVR's got new hoodies.
Dude, they're sick too.
I ordered one immediately. I was like, yep, need that.
They are so good.
So there's three new hoodies out there. I know I've heard this a lot, and I was one of these people too. We used to only have camo hoodies. Now we have a couple that are in clean black. So
yeah,
that's your style. Go check out the new hoodies.
The like tie-dye one with Nux on it.
There they are. Look at that.
Big fan.
I bring this up because these are loose fit. Our old hoodies were athletic fit. These ones are a bit baggier if you're into that. So go check them out. Go get yourself some dope hoodies over at the shop, dnvrlocker.com. Yeah, this is it. We're technically still like 6 days away from the Avs regular season starting, but the preseason is over. So expecting. Rudo, yeah.
Did you see that there is next week free Overcooked DLC?
Is there really?
Yeah.
Boy.
10 right, new levels.
Right at the start of the season.
Yeah, that's not great.
We'll make it work.
That game almost caused a divorce in my family.
I see. It's funny because I fully expected it to push Z and I to our limits, but it really didn't. She mostly just got mad at her controller, and I was just like, okay.
You're very calm in that game. It's true.
Yeah. I'm not ragey at all.
Get the dishes!
I mean, I will get bossy at times when I'm like, okay, hey.
Yeah, but you're just like, you just tell me what to do. You're not like, don't fuck this up.
Yeah. Yeah, there's not a lot of, I don't get very ragey with that game. I don't know why. It's the Zen comes out hard where I'm just like, this is the best.
In
path.
The zone. Anyway.
Yeah, that's preseason for you.
Yeah.
And it's going to be a boring couple of days for the Avs because they're not doing anything for 2 days.
I'm hoping they announce cuts tomorrow, but they might not until the weekend.
Doesn't sound like they're going to.
No, instead we have Altitude announcing their streaming service in the morning.
Sure do.
Cool.
So that is what it is. Any other final thoughts on preseason from either of you?
Man, this has been the hardest preseason to sit through, coming off the cup win. And with the roster certainty in place,
yeah,
there's just like, it's crazy because like we walked in like, oh, who's the 2C? Who's the 2C? And then they signed Rodriguez and it's just been Newhook
like the whole time
where it was just like, well, that wasn't very dramatic.
Yeah, there were a lot of people at that game tonight. I was for at least on TV, it looked like it for a preseason game, and they were kind of into it. Like, especially when Mika was fumbling the puck in the third period, there's a lot of growth. But yeah, I mean, I think Wednesday next week's going to be out of control.
Yeah, it's going to be a wild one. Be sure to tune into our stuff for that with the banner raising, of course. We'll have you fully covered pregame, watch along, postgame, the whole nine. So be sure to check us in for that. Be sure to tune in tomorrow for the normal pod, same as Friday. We also have our division predictions coming out currently. The full Eastern Conference is out already, and the Western Conference is coming over the next 2 days. So check those out right here on YouTube. Also, be sure to like and subscribe. That helps us out a ton over on YouTube. Yeah, I guess that's it. We love all of you. We will talk to you tomorrow, and until then, we'll see you next time.
You know, if you haven't checked out What Chaos yet, you oughta, because we've had all your favorite players on the show. I'm talking Seth Jones, Linus Solmark, Connor Bedard, whoever it may be.
We're live every day on YouTube at noon Eastern, but also available on all podcast platforms, including the one you're listening to right now.
We got guests, and yeah, we're also doing a bit of chit-chat, goofing around, laughing at what makes us laugh in hockey.
So regardless of how deep you are into your hockey fandom, come listen to What Chaos. We'll talk about your favorite team. We'll talk about your least favorite team and everybody in between. And we're having a ton of fun doing it every single day, Monday through Thursday. It's What Chaos, presented by All City Network.